Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this amazing healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor. I'm obsessed with all things birth, babies, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I sink deep into craniosacral therapy. Also, hit subscribe so you never miss a thing. Now let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. I am your host, Megan Beams, and today I'm welcoming you to our first official episode of our Course Roadmap mini-series. This is where I'm sharing with you in detail what you can expect to learn from each of the courses that I teach over at Beams CST Training Center. And if you don't know, I am the founder, owner, creator, instructor, and essentially your guide to learning craniosacral therapy for babies over at Beams CST Training Center. This is a school that I started in 2020 to bring craniosacral therapy to the masses, not just to folks in my area, but to the masses, people all over the world. And that is why I'm sharing with you what it is that I teach in these courses so that you can get a sense of what it is that you could be learning if you were to sign up and take one of these or many of these courses with us here at Beams CST. So before signing up to any program, I know that it's important to have a sense of what actually will be taught in the courses. It's important to know whether the information is truly going to benefit your career. Am I right? I'm right, right? And frankly, it's important to know whether it's going to be worth your time and worth your money to learn it. I get it. I did the same thing before I learned craniosacral. I talked to other folks who had taken the same training that I was looking into, and I wanted to know whether the materials were something I could actually implement into my practice. Since I was already a massage therapist, I had already taken courses before, and all of the courses I had taken before, I would finish the class and think, well, I'm never going to use that again. And I didn't want that to happen, especially with craniosacral, especially with the investment that I was making into it, right? I was leaving my two-year-old at home. I was flying with my three-month-old to Portland, Oregon. I was spending a lot of money that, in fact, I didn't really have because I was on mat leave. And I just knew that I had to go and learn with someone that I liked, that I trusted, and someone who was going to teach me information that I truly wanted to know and that I knew was going to be beneficial for my career, right? That was important for me. And that's why I'm doing these episodes for you. It's because I hope to provide you with the information that you're looking for. I want you to know that I've put my entire heart and soul into these courses, and I do the same thing when I'm teaching. So I'm going to share with you as much information and detail about the courses that I have and that I teach to you so that you have a better way of knowing whether this is the right one for you. And that's important, right? It's very important that you are choosing the right one for you. And maybe I'm not the right one for you, and that is also okay. This is your learning journey, but I'm also here to help you. Even if you don't learn from me, I really hope that you take these podcast episodes and, you know, maybe you get some tips and tricks from them that you can implement into your career. So I'm just here to make the world a better place, and I know that you are too. So you wouldn't be here if that wasn't the case. So welcome, and thank you for joining me. Just to go over what it is that you're going to be learning today in this episode, I'm going to share with you the course materials that are actually presented to you in this course. And then I'm going to share why this information is beneficial for your career, right? Why is it important that you actually know this information for whatever career it is that you're in? And then I'm going to share how it is that I actually teach you, right? So how is this material taught to you? How is it presented? In what ways? So that you have an understanding of the time commitment and what it is that you'll be doing within that time and who you might be treating in that time. Hint, hint. And then what's up after this Foundations, CST Foundations course? And again, I'm going to give you another hint, and that has to do with babies, treating them babies. super exciting. Okay, so CST Foundations, that is the prerequisite course for all future courses with Beam CST Training Center. And that is where you learn the fundamental skills of craniosacral therapy virtually. And I'm not sure if you are already a craniosacral therapist, but we do have a mini bridging course for pre-qualified craniosacral therapists who can take this mini course, this mini CST Foundations course, and that way they don't have to do the full Foundations 4 weeks Foundation course. This is just a mini bridging course for pre-qualified craniosacral therapists. If you're wondering about that, I'll leave our email address in the show notes. You can click the link there and make sure that you can send us an email and ask what the requirements are in order to qualify for this bridging course. Okay, so Foundations course is the very first course here with Beam CST, and that is the virtual training. So what are you going to learn in this CST Foundations? Well, first of all, you got to know the history of craniosacral therapy. Who started this stuff and when, right? It seems really new, but actually it's ancient knowledge. And it has been modernized, absolutely, with the use of science and technology and university studies. So it isn't, you know, the ancient techniques. It is definitely modernized techniques. So we got to know what this craniosacral system is. It is another system that is within the body that is very much not well known. And within that system, we have cerebral spinal fluid. That is a fluid that is produced within the cranium that flows from the cranium to the sacrum along the spinal cord in a wave-like motion that produces this wave-like back and forth and in and out motion throughout the entire body that we call the craniosacral rhythm. And this craniosacral system is one that is really important within the body because it is actually a sign of health and vitality. But this system can actually become disrupted and it can become dysfunctional. And what that presents as is symptoms like chronic pain or prolonged pain from an old injury or traumatic events being resurfaced after many, many years as emotions or as depression. We can store this in our body for a very long time. So we, as craniosacral therapists, have ways of assessing the system to feel through the tissue and find places that are stuck. These places that are stuck in the body can be causing the dysfunction of the system. So we can push and pull through that tissue to actually find specifically where the body is stuck. We can scan for temperature changes. So cool in an area means that there's low blood flow. If there's low blood flow, there's low vitality. And heat means inflammation. So the body is really trying to heal one specific area. There is chronic inflammation, and craniosacral therapy can also help with that, but we can actually find very specific areas within the body. The next thing we can do is actually visually scan for less or more movement within the body. So less movement is actually indicative of restrictions or restrictive movements or restricted tissue. So that's an area where the body is stuck. We can just see that sometimes. Then on other times, there might be a little voice in our head that says, hey, treat the rib cage, or hey, you need to go to the left knee. And you know, that might not have been in your physical assessment where you're pushing and pulling through the body. But if you have this little voice that says like, you really got to go treat the knee, then you got to pay attention to your intuition. That little voice is telling you exactly where this body needs you to work, not where your head thinks you need your hands to go. Your head might be thinking, oh, I really have to treat this shoulder because I can't stop talking about how much their shoulder hurts. But if their body is saying, listen, it's actually my knee, then you got to listen to their body. Your body is telling you where it needs you to help it to heal itself, where it needs your support. And then when you find that area, we can treat it. You can treat what is stuck with unwinding of the tissues. You can do a little direction of ease and effort. Then we've got following that CSR, this craniosacral rhythm. And if we follow that craniosacral rhythm, we follow and get to know what their health and vitality is in specific parts of their body. And if it's low vitality, we can also do a little bit of pumping in that craniosacral rhythm to increase flow to that area, to increase that CSR to that area and help add health to an area. There's lots of things we can be doing for this body, which includes shock release. And shock release is a technique that I love. I absolutely love. And this is where we're working with energy. So we as humans, we run on electricity. We don't plug ourselves into a wall necessarily, but our heart beats because of an electrical pulse from our brain that is signaled to our heart to pump. So that electrical pulse from our brain that goes to our heart, and within the actual heart, there's just this beating. So without that, we wouldn't have a heartbeat. And without a heartbeat, you know what happens. You stop breathing, you have no oxygen going throughout your body, and you die. So we run on electricity. And so I call this electricity energy, because you turn on a light, it's run by energy. Can't explain it, but it works. Somebody else can explain it. And I believe his name is Albert Einstein. Anyway, so this energy can actually be stored in the body as trauma. And the area with excess trauma or excess stored energy can actually cause issues within the body, and it can present as different symptoms, just like a stuck tissue. So stuck trauma or stuck energy can present as symptoms just like stuck tissue. And it can also be released to help heal this person. We are designed to heal ourselves. We get a paper cut. We don't say, okay, now I need to put this thing on it in order for it to heal. No, that paper cut is going to heal itself no matter what, as long as you're healthy and you have good vitality and good blood flow and good cerebral spinal flow throughout your body. Now, one of the things that I know people have a lot of trouble with when they're learning craniosacral therapy, because the technique is so gentle, it is so incredibly subtle. It is, I'm going to say, unfathomably subtle, because that is how little effort and that is how little tension or pressure that you need to be putting onto this tissue. That's how little it takes to give lasting and amazing results. A lot of people have a lot of trouble even conceptualizing how gentle this is. So the ways that you know that you're actually doing something is by watching what's going on with the body that you're treating. You got to watch for signs to know if you're actually doing the right thing, because the body's going to show when it's letting go of things. It's been holding on to these things for so long, and it's been providing essentially protection for that area. But once you get to the root cause of it, you find that stuck area of stored trauma, and we release it. Well, the body's not going to lie when it's processing it. Even when the person who is experiencing the process, the person on your table, maybe they don't feel anything happening within their body. Maybe they're very disconnected to their body, so they don't actually know what it feels like to be within their body. But you can watch signs. You can watch the signs of the process happening. So these signs could be deep, heavy sighs, twitches within the body, small, tiny twitches, or really big, full body twitches. They could be laughing. They could be crying. There could be pain in different areas of their body that you're not even touching. There could be tummy gurgles. There could be creaks and cracks. There could be clunks. There could be popping bubbles. And there's all of these little, tiny signs that this body is letting go of stored trauma. It's really cool. It's really fantastic to watch. And when I'm teaching people virtually, I can actually watch it happening in the video. I'll scan all of the students in my class and I'll be watching as someone is having a release process. It is truly fantastic. So that is how I know people are doing the right thing, because I can watch the release process happening even when the student feels like they're not doing anything at all. It's wonderful. I absolutely love it. And sometimes I'll even get a little voice in my head about what's going on in that body, or where I think if I were in that room, I would go and treat. And if I were trained in distance healing, which I'm not, but if I were, I could even do a little bit of distance healing with that student and partner. So why is this course beneficial to your career? Why do you really need to take this? Why do you really need to know all of this information? Well, it's a great way to get to know how the body heals itself, but also how you can be there to support it, how you can actually promote healing for someone. You're going to learn about trauma that's stored within the human body and how that has an impact on everyday life. A lot of people are like, oh, that's an old injury. I did PT and everything's fine now. No, no, no. What if it was a car accident? Then you've got the emotions, the fear, the actual strain pattern within the tissue that's still there. So you as a practitioner are going to learn how this is stored in the body, and you can actually help people release it to have an impact on their everyday life, a positive impact. Because knowing how the trauma is stored within the body isn't enough to help it. Just because you know how it's in there doesn't mean you're going to be able to help it come out, right? So you need to have the tools to let go of the trauma, to help these people process what is being stored in their bodies and release it so they can live better lives. So craniosacral therapy is for everyone. Everyone has been born. That is their very first traumatic event in our lives, and sometimes even sooner. But that is a constant. Everyone has the trauma of being born. There are other traumas that can happen in utero, but that's for another time. So everyone's been born, everyone's gone through traumatic experiences in their lives, and we can all benefit from some healing. So once you know this information, once you have these tools, you have more information in your head, and more knowledge equals more money that you can charge. You can actually make more money because we charge based on our knowledge, not based on the amount of time we are spending with people. And the more courses you take, the more you can charge. You can just be constantly upping your prices and feel confident about upping your prices because you know you're going to be giving people actual long-lasting results, right? You're not just doing the band-aid approach of an exercise here and a massage there. You're giving them real lasting results. You're going to get to the root cause of their symptoms, and you're going to release it. You're going to help these people actually let go of what they are storing in their bodies. And so now you can increase your offerings. Maybe you're a doula. You can increase your packages. Maybe you are a speech language pathologist. You can increase the time you spent with someone and the exercises and the treatment offerings that you give to them. And then you're going to be seen as the go-to person in your community over other practitioners, because you won't be just any other SLP, or you won't be just any other OT. You're going to be an OT and a craniosacral therapist. And I don't know about you, but craniosacral therapy is hot right now. People all around are just like, what is this CST? How do I get to know how to do it? And why is it so special? Well, let me tell you, it is so special because it is so incredibly easy. It's simple. That's not true. It's not simple. It's actually quite difficult, and the technique is hard. But the basis of it, which is be as gentle as possible and let the body heal itself while you just stand there and wait, that's pretty much simple. But there's a lot of information that you need to know in order to be good at it. So you're going to be able to change these people's lives for the better on a daily basis. You're going to be able to get this parent to be able to feed the baby the way they want to be feeding them. And you're going to optimize latch. What that's going to do is that's going to make this baby sleep better. You could also release this person who's just had a traumatic birthing experience themselves, and you're going to be able to release the pain that they're feeling in their body. Maybe they had a C-section 6 weeks ago, and they're still in excruciating pain. How are you going to be enjoying having your baby in your arms when you're in excruciating pain? How are you going to be able to sleep? How are you going to be able to do anything? And so even if you're just using craniosacral on adults and not going the baby route, you are going to be giving these people relief from so much that is ailing them. And you're going to be changing people's lives. Not only that, you're going to change people's lives, but you're also going to change the trajectory of their life. With this, you're going to be making a difference in the world. You are going to be changing the world. How about that for power? It feels pretty powerful. It feels pretty amazing. And within that power and within that sense of being able to truly help people, it is a really great way of feeling fulfilled, of following your purpose, of following your dreams, truly giving back to the people in your community. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing. And it is also a great way to provide for your family, to make money, to be a provider, maybe the breadwinner, and not feel guilty about it because you're actually giving people amazing results. You're changing their lives. You're making their lives better. And you can charge money for that. Absolutely. So how is this information taught to you, right? How is this information going to actually get into your brain and out through your hands? Well, CST Foundations is a four-week program. This is where you have about 6 hours of virtual pre-recorded lessons. You can speed them up if you need to watch them quickly, but prefer that you don't. I prefer you just watch them as is, and maybe a couple of times if you can get through it. And then once a week, we have three-hour-long virtual classes. We have three of those within the 4 weeks, and these are mandatory virtual classes, so your attendance is needed and it is necessary because you're going to be starting to work on yourself in these classes to get to understand how the touch is felt within your own body and just to understand how gentle you need to be, how soft you need to be. Then in the next class, you'll be working on a partner. And for the duration of that class, it's about within that time, you're going to be working on someone for about 2.5 hours. So you can have someone anywhere from the age of, let's say, 11 up to 80. The older they are, the more stuck their body might be. So truly, the best would be between 11 and 45, give or take. But that is because I want you to be learning on an adult body. I want you to be learning on someone who is voluntarily laying there quietly and enjoying this peaceful moment and receiving amazing treatment on their body, rather than a baby who is squirming and moving all around and they can't tell you whether they like it or not because all they can do is either flinch or cry if your technique is off, right? So with an adult, you can actually get feedback from them to know how your technique is, to know what they're feeling in their own body, to know if you're doing it right. And then at the end of these 4 weeks, you have to do a final assignment. That is where you do a 30-minute treatment. You do record yourself. And then what you do is write a report about what you felt within the body, what ways you assessed, the treatment techniques that you used in the areas that you found needed to be treated in, the signs of release that you felt and saw or heard, and then the feedback from the person that you treated. It could be the same day or maybe a few days later to say, you know, how are you feeling within your body? Have you noticed any shifts? Are there any changes that you can tell me about? Did you have any dreams last night? That type of thing, so that you can have a sense of what's going on within this body. And so you are aware, the treatment techniques that you learn within CST Foundations is only on the body. We focus only on the body and not within the cranium because cranial techniques need to be done in person. So all of the techniques that we have in CST Foundations are from the neck down to the toes, where you're feeling the craniosacral rhythm in the feet, in the knees, in the hips, in the shoulders. You can be feeling the breathing, the rise and fall of the chest, of the rise and fall of the knees as this person is breathing. You're going to be feeling through their body for heat, areas of heat and coolness, because like I said, that's going to tell you if there's an area that has either low blood flow or restricted tissue, or it has too much blood flow. You can be looking for areas of excess energy. So maybe there's some tingling in an area. You can work there. You can release that tingling. Maybe this person is experiencing pain in their feet. You can be going to the feet, but as you're at the feet, maybe the issue is further within their torso. So as you're assessing their feet, you're going to be drawn, you're going to be guided to other areas of their body so that you can help them to release it. This is amazing work. This is amazing, powerful healing techniques. And the people who you are treating, even as a novice, even as someone who has never done this before, they're going to feel something. They're going to get a benefit and they're going to show you signs of release. So in closing, what am I going to be teaching you in CST Foundations? Well, I'm going to show you how the system can become dysfunctional and what that presents as symptoms. Then I'm going to teach you how to find those areas that are stuck and then how to release them. This is so you can change people's lives for the better and make money doing it. You're going to make money doing these amazing things. And so you can provide for your family. You can provide for yourself. Maybe you can finally take that trip that you were looking for. You can pay off loans if you have them. You can be doing all of these things, getting money in exchange for changing people's lives. Amazing. It's my favorite thing. That's what I love doing. And I promise that people are looking for this. Families are needing this work for themselves and for their babies. And they'll pay for it. Absolutely. So what's next for you after you complete CST Foundations? Well, I gave you a little hint above, and that's treating babies. So I'm going to teach you in the next Craniosacral for Babies course all about birth. And how that affects a baby's body, how it affects their digestion, how it changes the way they feed, and how it also presents as symptoms. So these symptoms are trying to tell us something. And a lot of times, these symptoms are telling us where we need to work. So in the next episode, I'm going to share with you how birth affects a baby's body, how it's going to show up in their body, how we're going to treat it using the techniques we just learned in CST Foundations. And the exercises we can give to parents to make sure that what we have done is going to give them lasting results and really optimize the treatment that we've just done for their baby. So I'll see you in the next episode. And until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. And at the time of recording, this is right after New Year's. So happy New Year and have a wonderful day. Hey, before you go, my Craniosacral Foundations virtual only course is open for enrollment. That's right, you can learn craniosacral from your very own home. Whether you're a health professional working in the perinatal world, a manual therapist looking to expand your current practice to include craniosacral, or helping babies and families is your passion, there's something in this course for you. You can significantly change the lives of the people in your community. And when you register, you'll have immediate access to the course materials so you can get learning right away with 3 3-hour live virtual classes to help guide you through the curriculum and an online community of fellow classmates and alumni. This program is here to support you every step of the way. Registration closes soon, so follow the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you in class.